I just bumped into someone, a friend of mine, and he asked me, what halacha are you learning in this shoe? So I think we just covered yesterday the halacha of the mea brachas, the 100 brachas. And then he told me such a nice thought. Let me just share it with you. Such a nice thought. He says, he asked me, what is the Mishnah, the Mishnah book goes to the 100 brachas. That a person has to go, then he starts listing them up. And he asked me, what bracha does the Mishnah book, what's the first Mishnah book? Which one is the first one that he lists up? What's the first one? Hamapel. And he said, isn't that interesting that the Hamapel is the first bracha? So he says, from here we see that the way the day is going to be starts the way you go to bed. If you want it, the day really starts by the way you go to bed the night before. From the Hamapel, that's how you know how the next day is going to be. It starts, the Mishnah will list up the 100 brachas you have to make every day from Hamapel, which is the night brachas. That's an interesting thought. Right, okay, we're up to Siman Mem Vav, and we shall be continuing in Mitzvah from Seif Vav. And Shulchan Aruch says the following, Yesh Noyagin. There is a minig, and I hope to Mitzvah get all the way till the Birkas HaTorah Mitzvah Hashem, which is Siman Mem Zayin. Some people have a minig, says the Shulchan Aruch, to make the bracha of Hanoise in the one who gives Layoev to a tired person, Koyach, strength. Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'ein Divreim Niren, and it doesn't appear like to do it like they say. Ein Divreim Niren, one shouldn't do like that. One should not say the bracha of Hanoise and Layoevkach. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says, Hagah, Ach HaMinig, HaParshu, but the common minig is, Bivnei Ashkenazim, with the Ashkenazim minig, Le'omra, to actually say it. So there is a minig, the Shulchan Aruch says, there is a minig, but we don't do it, and the Ramah says, the minig is yes to do it. Does anybody not say it? Anybody's got a minig not to say it? And he's, pardon? No? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the meaning of Shulchan Aruch is not to say it. I think that even Sfadim nowadays, many Sfadim think that there is many Sfadim that do say it as well, actually. But actually, according to the Ramah, the minig aposhut is to actually say the bracha. Mishnah Berurah said, "If kotn chafale minig aposhut, then indeed, v'chein iskimu achronim." That is the consensus of later authorities. "If kotn chavbeis la'omro," to actually say the Ritzolim be'askor Hashem Malchus. Certainly, you can say that bracha as well with Shem Malchus. Because Seif Zayin. It's not clear why. I'm not sure why. It's not clear. It's not brought out. I don't know. Seif Zayin says the following. Some of them minig to add additional brachas on those of the toes of Yodom, and that's a mistake. So the Mishnah Berurah lists them up. What is he referring to? Sifkot and Chav Gimel. The toes of Ha'oima, Birkas, Soymech, Noiflim. Somebody makes a brach of Soymech, Noiflim. Very nice brach, it makes a lot of sense. Soymech, Noiflim, who stands up the falling, Goyim boy, we scream at them. V'leinin Birkas, Magbiah, Shefolim. Also a very nice brach, Magbiah lifts up Shefolim. People who are down. So these are examples that we can't add your own bracha, however well-meaning you are, however much it makes sense to make that bracha, you cannot add, as the Shulchan Aruch says, you cannot, it's a mistake to add additional brachas. Seif Ches in Shulchan Aruch, which is a very crucial, in fact, probably the most essential bracha with regards to Birkas HaShachar. Going back to the whole Yisod of Birkas HaShachar, Seif Ches teaches us the following. Kol ha-brachos ha-elu, all those brachos, im lo nischayv pa'achas mehen. What happens if any of those brachos, zoykev kefuvim, atir asurim, you name it, if you're not obligated in them, kagon, such as, shaloy shama kol tanegol, we make a bracha of hanois and esech v'bino, and we discussed that it's directly connected to the fact that the rooster, the sound of the rooster in the morning. So if a person does not hear Shalosh Shema Kol Tanegol, you didn't actually hear the noise. Oy, alternative, Shalosh Holach, you stayed the whole day in bed. Imagine that, the whole day you stayed in bed. How does that sound? You didn't actually put your feet down on the floor. Alternative, Loy Lavash, you stayed the whole day in pajamas. Oy loy chaga, you didn't put trousers on, you just stayed in what you were wearing. What halacha then? So certainly, surely you would have assumed that since the brachas are specific, since the brachas are purpose related and are related to its content, you would have assumed, what would you have assumed? You probably would have assumed that you don't say it. If you don't hear the rooster, you don't say, if you don't stand up, you don't say Zoykev Gufufin. You would have assumed so. But Shulchan Aruch says, "Oy me oy se bracha b'lo askaras Hashem." Shulchan Aruch says, "Yes, you can say it." Shulchan Aruch limits it. He says, "Yes, you do say it, but don't say it Hashem Hashem. Don't say Hashem Hashem." Yeah.
We don't hear them.
Yeah, very good. So we'll get to that. So you don't. It says the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't hear it, you don't stand up straight. You do make the bracha, but you don't say the name of Hashem. Ever happened to you to do that? Without saying the name of Hashem? So, yeah, let's see what the Rama says. The Rama adds that, yeah?
That can't
be wrong,
the book is still...
No.
You have to have Shem Hashem.
Yeah. Yeah. Says the Rama, V'yesh oimrim, and some say, Ta'afilu noy rizchai bohen, mevorech oison. The Rama says, no. Even if you're not obligated, well, not obligated is maybe the wrong word. Even if you don't have the cause, nevertheless, you can still make the bracha with the name of Hashem. Why is that? The ein habracha dafka al atzmoi. The bracha is not limited, not specific al atzmoi on himself. Ela only mevorchin. We make a bracha. Shakadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem Boro created tzorchei ha'olam. Hashem created the needs of the world. That is the custom, and you don't change that. So the Rama says, the cause of the bracha doesn't apply to you, it doesn't make a difference. You're still going to make the bracha properly. Why is that? Because it's not specific individually. It's not for us. It's just for the creation that Hashem created that. Very good, we'll get to them. We'll get to them, we'll get to them. Mama Vishnu, we'll get to them. So, Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit. In Sefkot and Chavdalet, Afilu, I'm Besefer El Yor Rabbe, Shekosab, the Birkas Elokai Neshama, Mama's your point, the Baruch of Elokai Neshama, Birkas Hama Vishnu, Ein Levorech, you may not make the Baruch of Elokai Neshama and the Baruch of Hama Vishnu, Im hoyo neir kol alaylo. The brachas of Elikai, Neshama, and Birkas Hamavishenu Me'enai, you don't make if you are sleeping that. And the reason is very, very much, as you pointed out, that it's over there you specifically say the word li. Elikai, Neshama Shonasato li. You say it specifically to yourself. Hamavishenu Me'enai. You refer to yourself. Since it's in the loshon of the bracha is myself, therefore, you can't make the bracha about the actual fact that it's around in the rest of the world. So these are the exceptions. These authorities, the Prima Godim and Shari Tshuva, is not on Shuba, these are Tzorichian. Masik B'Shari Tshuva, Dire Lishmo, Dire Lishmo, Elu Shtei Brachas, Ma'achev, Ichav, and Otzeis. The Shari Tshuva paskins that ideally those two brachas, you just listen to somebody else making the bracha and be moed to you. If you slept 60, shishinishmen during the night, which we said is a machloikas, whether it's 30, whether it's a half an hour, whether it's even less than that. If you did sleep a half an hour during the night, or shishinishmen during the night, you can actually make the bracha with the name of Hashem. But explaining this idea of Shakudish Baruch Hu Bar Tzorki Oilam, the Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit further in Sifkot Nechovei. And he says, Lo nischayv, afilu b'midbor, even if you're in a desert, she'einu shemea kol tanigol, there's no sound of rooster, mevorich you make a bracha. So the point is that these are things that Ribbono Shel Olam created. The Ribbono Shel Olam created opportunity of standing straight, rooster, making a sound. The Ribbono Shel Olam created that. And therefore, we can make a bracha even if it doesn't directly affect us. What do you think about this, Rabbi Yisai? What do you think about it? What is it? What do you think about it? So, I'm leading, for instance, to the following Mishnah Berurah, who is going to speak about a blind person. Can you make a bracha?
I mean, it makes sense because the lashon of the bracha is not referring to a specific person, but quite difficult for a blind person to make that bracha.
To appreciate,
But like the lashon is
not specific. Right. So indeed, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Soma, a blind person, mevorch birkas pekach ivrim. Yes, a blind person can say the bracha of pekach ivrim, although himself is unable to see chalila, but it applies to the rest of the world. V'chen cheresh, a person who is nebuch deaf, av she'ein yochel lishma, although he cannot hear, kol tanegol, he cannot hear the rooster at all. Yuchal levorich birkas hanoisen lesech v'bino. He can make the bracha of hanoisen lesech v'bino. But specifically, he cannot hear. But he can make the bracha. V'chayotam kolsav decherish yamtim levorich bracha zu atsheir ayoyim. Chayotam limits it. And he said you should wait until it's definitely light outside. But yes, the bracha can be said, although that person specifically, he cannot appreciate it to its full extent. And doesn't directly get benefit from it. But still, since the bracha is on the minhagah shel olam, as the poskim said, he's shaykh to the bracha. He's shaykh to the bracha. Yeah. Loi continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Tes, leading us towards the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah having its own simon, and simon mem zayin, there is over here a pre-condition, as it were, which is leading us to that simon, which is the following. Sif Tes, lo yikra psukim, you should not read or learn psukim, koidim birkas ha-toyre, without having said birkas ha-toyre, af alpi, although she'oimram, although you sing it derech tachnunim as a tefillin. So in other words, there is an obligation to say birkas, to make the bracha of birkas ha-toyre. We shall see Mietz Hashem in the later simon, that is a machlokes as to whether it's deraisa or rabbonon. We have an obligation of saying Birkas HaTorah. Besides that, as a direct, how should I say, as a side following on Takona, Chachomim said that not only there is an obligation to make Birkas HaTorah, but in fact, there's a prohibition, there's an Issa to learn before having said Birkas HaTorah, which is obviously directly connected, but it's not the same thing. Yeah. We'll get to Hiro, we'll get to that shortly. It's a fascinating topic. So we're learning now that it's an Issa to learn before having said Birkas HaTorah. Do not learn before having said Birkas HaTorah. As to whether this is the Rabbonon, probably the consensus of the post-commit is actually Issa the Rabbonon. Yes, you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn before having said Birkas HaTorah. What about if you're not learning? What about if you're davening psukim? Davening, we know most of our tefillah, a big part of our tefillah is psukim in Tehillim or psukim elsewhere. To say psukim, you're not learning them. Your approach is not a learning approach. The way you're doing it is a davening. Do you need to say Birkas HaTorah before that? Yes or no? So, well, if you take a Sefer Tehillim and you're learning it with Malbim, Hadak, you're learning it, then everybody agrees you'll have to make Birkas HaTorah before that. But what if you're saying the identical posuk in a tefillah manner as opposed to a learning manner? Do you actually have to say Birkas HaTorah or not? So this is what the Shulchan addresses over here. And he says, Lo yikra psukim koidim Birkas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch paskens initially, do not say psukim before you have said Birkas HaTorah. Afal pishu ma'oim derech tachnunim. Although you're not learning them, you're davening them, nevertheless don't say that. Rabbi said, Can you explain that? I'm not learning. You know what? I'm not even thinking what I'm saying. You know what? Could even be I don't even understand what I'm saying. But I have to say Birkas HaTorah. Why is that, Rabbi Yisrael? Why? Yeah? Matoivu, absolutely. Good. We'll see what the, according to the maskon of the Shulchan Aramah, what comes out from that. Yeah?
You're actually learning Torah.
You're not. You're not really learning Torah. You're not learning Torah. We know what learning means. You're using a totally different part of your brain when you're learning. You're not learning. You're saying it. You're davening it.
Maybe you should be.
Maybe you should be. Very good. Yeah, Gemara. Yeah, Gemara says that. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely very interesting. It certainly tells us something about even if you're saying something dach tachnunim, there is some concentration which must happen. It must be something. It's either that or another mahalach which is based on Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the words of the Torah, there's so much to the words of the Torah. They are so powerful, so heilig, so special, that even if you're not actually understanding them or concentrating on them, there's actually something going through your system, which is not that far from learning. Something to be, says something to explore as well. But today's, the Shulchan Aruch says that the first opinion is, even if you're saying the Tech Tachnonim, if you're davening them, you have to say Birkas HaTorah before that. However, not everybody agrees to that. Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh Oimrim, some say, She'ein Lochosh, you don't have to worry about it. Kiven She'eino Oimram, Elo Derech Tachnonim, since you're only davening them, the way you're saying it is in a mercy asking way, you're asking for mercy, for Tachnonim, and you don't have to actually say Birkas HaTorah before that. V'nochoin Lochosh, Lesvor Rishoina, Shulchan Aruch Paskens, as always, Stam, V'yesh Oimrim, Halacha Kestam. One of the rules that the Shulchan Aruch generally abides to is the way he formulates his psak is normally based on a rule of Stam, V'yesh Oimrim, Halacha Kestam. Here again, the Stam was Lo Yikra Psukim, the Yesh Oimrim say, you should be careful. So Stam, V'yesh Oimrim, Halacha Kestam. Therefore, he says, V'nochon Lochosh, Lesvor Rishoina. He generally paskens with his first opinion. You should be careful. However, the Ramavi here takes a fascinating approach, which in my understanding, it teaches us loads about how we should pasken and how should we relate generally to halacha. I think there's a general underlying principle here, and it's the following. So the minig is, like the latter opinion, that we don't need to say bocha, that we don't need to say Birkas HaTorah for davening. Why is that? Sharei. Isn't it? Bimei haslichois, in the days of slichas. Mispalelin slichas, we daven slichas. Ve'achakach, and after that, mevarchin ala teira, and after that, we say Birkas HaTorah. Al seder shabo'im, seder shabrochois, with the remaining brochas. Says the Ramo. Hold on a second. What happens during slichas? During slichas, we get to shul, and we say, we daven slichas, and only after slichas, we say the brachas of Birkas HaTorah together with all the other brachas. Says the Ramo, from here it seems that how do we pasken? We pasken that you don't need to say Birkas HaTorah for Derech Tachnunim. What I want to point out, and that's what the Mishneh Berurah says, it's unbelievable over here. Well, it's very believable, but it's just fascinating. How did the Ramo pasken? Based on what did he pasken? The minhag. There's a machlokes rishonim over here. Are you allowed to say psukim derech tachnunim before Birkas HaTorah? Yes or no? Machlokes. And the Ramo says, do you know what? Do you know what? I know how we pasken. I know we pasken that we are lenient. How do I know? Because we're mitzlichas. That's how people do it. That's how you didn't do it. If that's how you didn't do it, must be the right thing. He paskens based on the minhag. But he continues, and it gets even more fascinating. And I just bear with me for 1 minute. V'chein b'chol yoyim, and similar every single day, and that's very much your point. K'shenichnos ilaveis ha'knesim, when we enter shul, oimrim, we say, kama psukim v'tachnunim, we say numerous psukim and tefillas, v'achar kach, and afterwards, mispalanim ala teirah, and after that, we make Birkas HaTorah. Yeah. V'noagu, lesade Birkas HaTorah, miyad acha Birkas HaShayotza, v'ein leshanois. But what we see over here is that he based his psak very much on the minhag. Very much on the minhag. And based on the minhag, that's how the Ramo paskens. If that's how they were lenient, that's how they did it. Yes, you want to ask something?
I'm certain, from what I remember, that I learned that one should say Birkas HaTorah.
Very good. Yeah, there is, and it's true that there is such an approach as well. It is true, but initially, Tormovia says that the minhag is not true. Initially, that's what he says. That's what he does say.
So, what does he mean about this minhag of saying Birkas HaTorah after Yeshua Yotza? Isn't that before he goes?
Very good. So, this is very good. So, what he says over here is, again, let's just go over it. V'chen b'chol yom k'shenichnos in leveis ha'knes oimim kama psukim tachnunim v'achakach mevorachim Birkas HaTorah. Then he says, here by the full stop, he says as follows. He says, v'noagu, he said that there is the minig now is when Noakul is start the birkas atoyr miyad acha birkas asher yotza ve'en leshanois. Says the Rama at this stage, he says that the minig is to say that's the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Chof Tes learns. The Mishnah Berurah says to say v'noagul esad birkas atoyr miyad acha birkas asher yotza ve'en leshanois. The minig is to say birkas atoyr straight after asher yotza. The ain lishan is not to change the minig. So the mishbu, the shulchan aruch, we'll see the mishbu in a minute. Let's just wait for mishbu in 1 minute. We'll see how he approaches it. Yeah, the mishbu in Sefkot Chof Tes, as Sefkot Chof Zayin addresses your point, and he says the following: Haslich lefi ma shekosav lekamei. According to the shulchan, the mishbu in a minute, the ayoyim noagul levorch bekes atur miyad achab bekes ashiyotza. That the minig now is levorach birkas haTorah straight after Ashiyotza, for lo yoyim ashum psukim etchila, and we don't say any psukim before that. Im ken, therefore, svir alon. It seems that we pasken now, says the Mishnah Berurah, the ain loyim apsukim elu afilu derech tachnunim kodim birkas haTorah. It sounds like the minig now is not to tavan before birkas haTorah. In ken, yeshlinu gam ken b'maslichus loyim birkas haTorah kodim maslichus v'ledal v'dalik ma'achikoch. Says the way the Mishnah Berurah approaches this Rama is that initially says that you ensured that the Mishnah initially says that the minig is to say slichas and only afterwards birkas haTorah. But afterwards, that's the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. He says that nowadays the minig is actually not like that anymore, and we do ensure to say birkas haTorah before slichas. Consequently, what comes out from that? That nowadays, the minig is to actually be machmir. And therefore, nowadays, we haven't got a proof that we can be mekel. And nowadays, you have to make birkas haTorah in before slichas. And anytime, even before saying psukim derech tachnunim, you have to say birkas haTorah before that. That's how the Mishnah Berurah lands it. Does that make sense?
Yeah? So it's not a contradiction.
Correct. Correct. Lemay said, the Mishnah Berurah Chof Tes says that, Mishnah Berurah says, in Chof Tes, miyad achvish, oymen birkas alikai neshama, smuch le birkas ashiyotza. Rabbi said, what's your meaning? When do you say alikai neshama? Where?
After
ashiyotza. Is everybody has got that meaning? I think that even the Sidurim have got there's a few kisos. Alikai neshama, what stage? After.
Has the
right, sometimes it's after ashiyotza. Yeah, right. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He says, some say it after birkas haTorah, some say it after Ashiyotza. What is the right time? When is the right place to put it? According to that, you say birkas haTorah after the kain neshama. Because Pemagodim writes, Narav Pashtei, it doesn't matter. Whatever the minig is, it's either it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah is not machria. He does not pasken. When is the right place to say kain neshama? As to whether you say it after birkas haTorah, or if you say it after the kain neshama, or you say it after Ashiyotza, either way it's fine. Both minhagim are acceptable. Okay. But I think what is fascinating is the approach of the Rama, that he says that he bases the psak on how to on as to whether you are allowed to say tefillah derech tachnunim before birkas haTorah or not. He bases his psak on the minig. On a minik. I think that's a very important. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? What does that make you think of? I think it's quite interesting.
Minik is
ketin. Minik, yeah. Tchassim Sofer writes in one place, minik is soil toira, minik the kali soil, based on a gemara in Psochem, in fact, im einu nevim, bnei nevim heim. The gemara says in one place, if we're not prophets, at least we are sons of prophets. And if something is well established in kali soil, then you can't, you don't shake it. If something is well established in Klal Yisrael, that's what Yidden do. For years and years, the Fum Yidden do it. That's the minute. That's fine. You can be kaved halacha like that. Have I ever, I don't remember if I ever share with you the have Braish's psak on the tuna. Did I ever share it? Did I ever tell you the story of the tuna? Did I ever say it? Nope. So this I heard from my Rav, and was Nifter already, Rabbi Levi Zichron Livachem. He heard this from Rav Braish, the Chelkas Yankov. The Chelkas Yankov was the Rav of Zurich in the post-war years. He was a colleague, and he was very close to Moshe Feinstein and Dain Weiss. He was one of the great Gdoilim, was Mati Hagunas. He was a very great, very great authority in the post-war, just immediately after the war. He was approached, and I heard this from Rabbi Levi. He was approached by Yid. You know, by Chassidim. Have you ever been by Chassid Shalashidus? I'm not talking from much experience, I'm afraid. But there is this, the tuna, you know what I mean? The tuna
tins,
yeah. But I don't know if they were the same. We're talking about the 1950s, 1960s. I'm not sure if they're the same then now. I'm not sure. But somebody who approached the Rubaish was a Chassid Shayid. Yeah, he was a Chassid Shayid. And he by Shalashidus, they open up those tents, and by Ubraish as well. And Chassid Shayid was learning halacha. He said, this is unacceptable. You can't open up on Shabbos these tents. You cannot accept it. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable because it's very shyless in opening up those tents. And Ubraish told him, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's definitely mutter to do that. And a person that lists up, he said, well, I can think of this issa, I can think of that, I can think of this, I can think of various issues, was a Talmud Chacham, I can think of various problems, why are you not allowed to do that? Rubash and Rav got an absolute proof that you're allowed to do it. So I said, Rubash. Rubash said, well, I said, what's the proof? He said, the proof is that this was done by many, many Yidden in many, many places for many, many years. So that is the ultimate proof that it's fine. Now, if you want to know why, let's sit down and discuss it. In the Tshuva Chelkas Yankev, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it in years, but in the Tshuva Chelkas Yankev, I think this is Tshuva, and he goes through 6 or 7 or 8 possible approaches, he discussed every single shayla, and his maskon, his achra, his psak, why it's actually okay to do that. And he gives din v'cheshbon everything. But his approach was, if that's the minik, that's what's being done in Klal Yisrael, it's fine. Yeah, let's sit down and learn and try to analyze why. But this is really something which you see amongst all the poskim, all the generations. It's a fascinating chavas yoy about that as well. Now, if something is established in Klal Yisrael, then im ein nevim, b'nei nevim, and it's going to be mutter to do that. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. We started learning about Nois Nelayef Koyach, which is a bracha that is specific, and therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Anois and Life Koch is a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says that you don't make the bracha b'shem v'malchus. However, the Ramah says, yes, the minhag is to say the bracha b'shem v'malchus, say the bracha properly. Shulchan Aruch in Seif Zayin teaches us that you cannot add additional brachas. If you fancy thanking Hashem for however nice your intention is, you want to thank Hashem for anything, for your promotion, for your new car, for your new house, you don't, you can't make up new brachas. It's a toast, it's a mistake. Seif Ches tells us that, if you're not obligated yourself, nevertheless, you do make the bracha b'shem v'malchus, because it's as the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't say b'shem v'malchus. The Ramah does say you do make the bracha with the name of Hashem, because it's a klal, it's a general bracha that applies in the rest of the world. And yes, you will make the bracha even if it doesn't apply to you personally, and you can mention the name of Hashem as well. Even if you're in the desert and you don't have access to the rooster, you're still going to make the bracha. Seif Tez teaches us a new issur with regards to the Birkas HaTorah. Besides the fact that there's a bracha of Birkas HaTorah, there's an issa of learning before that. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions as to whether if it's Derech Tachnunim, if it's davening, as to whether you have to make Birkas HaTorah before or not. The Ramah paskens based on a minik initially that you are allowed to, and afterwards the Ramah paskens that you cannot say Tfilas Derech Tachnunim before having said Birkas HaTorah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to pasken at the end. We'll continue with Shem from the end of the Ramah, leading us to Simon Mizan, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow.